Five Swedish scientists have revealed they've spent the past 17 years competing to see who can sneak the most Bob Dylan song titles into their work. It started with an article by two of them about intestinal gases entitled Nitric Oxide and Inflammation. The answer is blowing in the wind. Then they discovered that some of their colleagues at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm were also getting in on the act.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind.
It certainly was the answer for two Dylan fans looking for a title for their research paper. Nitric Oxide and Inflammation, The Answer is Blowing in the Wind, went on to be published in the journal Nature. And so began a contest which the paper's co-author, Professor John Lundberg, says...
The academic world is extremely stiff, and the language is very, very rigid that you are allowed to use. So it's more of a challenge to try to squeeze in pop lyrics and quotes in this environment.
One of his colleagues came up with a piece of cardiovascular research called...
Tangled Up in Blue.
Tangled Up in Blue, Molecular Cardiology in the Post-Molecular Era.
We devote our whole lives in trying to find cures for diseases, and no one cares. And then now, all of a sudden, when we quote Bob Dylan, the whole world is ringing.
The winner will be the scientist with the most Dylan quotes before they retire. The prize, lunch at a local restaurant.
Radovan Karadzic is accused of being the political mastermind behind some of the worst atrocities ever committed on European soil. Forces loyal to Radovan Karadzic carried out this campaign known as ethnic cleansing. It involved expelling and killing thousands of Muslims. According to the prosecutors, villages were burnt down. Detainees were forced to eat severed body parts.
And now, after hundreds of witnesses, nearly 50,000 pages of transcript, more than 10,000 exhibits, the policy of ethnic cleansing is fully exposed.
And listening in the front row of the public gallery today, three of the survivors. The mothers lost their husbands and teenage sons in the Srebrenica massacre. More than 8,000 Muslim men and boys were slaughtered, their bodies hidden in mass graves. Many of the survivors view Radovan Karadzic as the architect of their suffering.